AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
Good afternoon, Pensacola. It is Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So let's get started with some of the top stories in the news. Of course, all eyes are on the banking system right now, and the president addressed the banking system, said it is safe amid the Silicon Valley Bank collapse that happened. There's actually two banks now that have been rescued by the federal government at this point, and we're starting to get, some people getting nervous about their banks. I've already gotten an email from a couple of the banks I bank with letting me know that your deposits are safe and things like that. So there has been, but in doing so, there's some people have concerns with, when you have Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Bank. Those are the two that the FDIC took over last week to secure deposits. I did see this report, by the way, in case you are one of those that's a little bit concerned. Apparently, during the big bank collapse that happened in the past in 2008, every depositor received all of their deposits back except for one bank collapse. IndyMac Bank. IndyMac Bank was the only one where 100% of the depositors were not able to get their deposits. But that's still pretty good. You know, that's still a, when you get that many, just about every, because even then, even in that case, there was the majority of people at IndyMac Bank still got their deposits back even. It just 100% did not. With every other bank. So that's, evidence of the FDIC and how well it has actually worked. Whether we like the results of this or not, or we like the policies that lead to these failures or not, that's a whole different story. But the federal deposit insurance is actually working in the fact that deposits are safe. So when the president came out today and said your deposits are safe, well, so far history has shown they are. It's Pensacola. As long as somebody's FDIC insured, they are. All right, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Continue on here with some other stories in the news. When we look at Russia-Ukraine, there's heavy losses reported as the battle for Bakhmut rages on. And President Xi from China is expected to visit Russia again next week. Then more severe weather for the United States. Severe storms are battling the east and the west coasts. Risks of flash flooding is hitting California now. So you remember they got dumped with snow all winter long, and now they're worried about flash flooding in California. The east coast, in the meantime, is preparing for a nor'easter. And just kind of crazy weather all around, going all around the place. One of the big stories, of course, today is the NCAA tournament field has been finally set. And so you can check out the tournament brackets if you're into that kind of thing, and you can print them off and the Alabama and Kansas in each of the different brackets, just to give you a heads up there. Then when it comes to some other news in the story, so I mentioned President Xi Jinping is going to possibly visit Russia next week. Well, he has vowed to protect China's economy and security by creating a Great Wall of Steel. Not meaning like he's going to build an actual wall, but more like he's planning to shore up the steel industry in China. So I thought that was interesting one right there. Big buyout today. Pfizer buying the cancer drug company Seagen for $43 million. Sorry, 43 billion. I had the wrong letter there. $43 billion purchase from Pfizer buying the cancer drug maker Seagen. Let's get traffic on the Pfizer, Gracie Wolf, right here on News Radio.
Our roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect your typical afternoon traffic. We also have some traffic on 98 in Navarre. This is going to be leaving Navarre Beach on Navarre Beach Causeway northbound. Expect slow traffic as well as on 98 right near the causeway. That's going to be going in the westbound direction heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some delays. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. A couple other things to let you know about is that they're going back to South Korea, North Korea. South Korea is expected to have their largest military drills in years in conjunction with the United States. Well, as they're getting ready for that, North Korea has fired off submarine missiles in a test. So just kind of more provocation from North Korea right there. All right, so now an update on the banking situation here. A couple other things to let you know about. HSBC has bought the UK division of the Silicon Bank Valley for... I didn't see how much, but they bought the UK division of Silicon Valley Bank, excuse me. Then we're seeing that First Republic Bank, I don't know where that is, but First Republic Bank is, they've had their stock drop 60%. And in fact, you're seeing a lot of bank shares declining today around the country. So First Republic Bank, they dropped dramatically, but PacWest Bank Corp, Western Alliance, Zions Bank Corp, Key Corp, Bank of America, Charles Schwab, all of these have dramatic drops in their stock prices. But more so would be regional banks. Regional banks had the largest plunge since June of 2020, and you're seeing them getting more affected than like your big company, your big banks, nationwide banks, I guess you should say. So that's just something to keep an eye on. It probably bounced back. I mean, it often does, but at least today, a lot of people selling off their shares in banks. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Got a text here. Biden, you mean banks are safe and effective like COVID-19 shots were safe and effective? All right, let's get, let me tell you about the Council of Aging of West Florida's second annual Kites on the Coast event. It's going to be 2 days of intergenerational high-flying fun at beautiful Casino Beach in Pensacola. It's going to be March 17th from 4 to 10, and March 18th, it's a Saturday, from 10 to 4. Then the community is invited to celebrate this classic pastime with kite-flying activities, local vendors, food trucks, show-stopping demonstrations from Chicago Kite and Sky FX. Proceeds from the event donations and sponsor supports the seniors and programs served by the Council on Aging. So once again, that comes up March 17th and March 18th. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next, we have top trending news with John Pickens over in the newsroom, so stick around for that next. Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The Gulf Breeze Arts Festival is coming up March 25th and 26th. Join News Radio 92.3 and explore 100-plus local, regional, and national fine artists, food vendors, a student art show, a local art show, a silent auction, as well as live demonstrations. Find out more on our website, newsradio923.com. But this is the 27th annual Gulf Breeze Celebration coming up March 25th and 26th. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, by the way, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
That's right. A fight at the Town and Country Plaza ended with a stabbing last night. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office say two groups of people were leaving a bar on North Pace Boulevard when an argument broke out. Deputies say several people got out of their cars and started fighting. During the incident, one person was stabbed. That person was taken to the hospital and into immediate surgery. There's no word on their current condition. The suspects fled the scene. So far, no arrests have been made. There'll be extra security on hand at upcoming Santa Rosa County Board of Commissioners meetings. That's after some backlash because of comments made by Commissioner Sam Parker recently. Parker's comments were brought up in a meeting after a video of the incident surfaced online. Parker apologized last week, said he didn't intend the term as an insult. Santa Rosa County says since the video surfaced, Parker has been receiving threats. The county says there will be extra deputies on hand at future meetings because of those threats. And finally, Bobby, you and I don't have to worry about this, but a Maryland man who just won his second lottery prize is crediting his hairstyle for his good luck. That's right. William Daniels Jr. took home $50,000 from a scratch-off game last week after first pocketing $100,000 back in 2015. He told lottery officials that he was wearing his hair long when he scored the first prize, and it wasn't until he started doing it again recently that he nabbed another jackpot. Daniel says he plans on using the money to pay for his wedding.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty interesting one right there.
Yeah.
that's different. I want to go back to the Sam. Is it Sam Parker? Is his name?
Yes. Yes.
There is. So I pulled up the audio because I wanted to see what he said that was so offensive.
Right.
And because later he said, no, he said he didn't realize it was offensive. And so I'm like, what did you say that you didn't realize was offensive?
Correct.
You
know? Right.
So there is a, and so basically when I pulled it up, I was like, oh, you know what? I've been in that situation. I've used that term when I was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody corrected me and said, you know, that's not really an appropriate thing to say. And I was like, I don't even know what that means. I just thought that means you fix things in a creative way.
Right.
And he was like, no, it's offensive. And I was like, oh, like I had no idea. Now, granted, I was a teenager when I realized this, but I've done things in the past still where there's just certain things you don't know, certain phrases you hear.
Right.
That you don't realize there's a racial connotation to them or a hateful connotation to them. You just hear these terms and you're thinking, well, that term means this. And then people are like, well, it might mean that, but it was meant as a derogatory thing. And
that's right.
And there's just so many things over the
years. We all mess up. We're not perfect, you know?
Exactly.
We're not perfect.
And especially, it's not like he was doing this on purpose. Like he said, he's like, I didn't realize that was a derogatory term.
Right.
I just thought it meant, you know, I didn't realize it was like this. And I could totally see that. And I think a lot of people do that kind of stuff. Now, that is a little bit, by the way, where of the this cancel culture stuff comes in, because they're wanting to cancel these kinds of phrases and cancel the history that led to phrases like this,
right?
And everything. And so I get it, because they're kind of like, this is the institutional racism we're talking about. People use phrases and they don't even realize that they're offensive.
That's true. Like,
yeah,
you just hear
that's
them.
That's actually
and
true.
You're like, ah,
I can't.
Okay.
Yep, I can't argue with that. It's true. There's some phrases and some things that people say and do that can be deemed offensive, and it comes from a deep history. But today, it's not meant to be that way.
Right.
And that's the thing, as I think a lot of people have to understand, when we look at the cancel culture stuff, many people might use these phrases, just like Sam Parker, and he never meant to offend anybody. He definitely wasn't trying to mean it as a derogatory term. And didn't really understand what he was saying, and I believe him because I've been in that situation, and I've known others who've been in that situation. Who are like, whoa, that means this? I did not know that.
Didn't even think about it, you know.
Yep. Yep, exactly. So I'm surprised he's getting threats and stuff in Santa Rosa County, too. That's just kind of weird.
It's weird.
That's just one of those things where, I'm sorry, just people just get your, they just get their, look, this is going to offend people. I'll just go ahead and say it. This is when people get their panties in a bunch and they just need to grow up.
That's right.
There you go. I said that one on purpose.
I know you did.
Bring the threats on. It's Pensacola right now.
Here they come.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 showing no delays throughout our area. Davis Highway northbound, expect some slow traffic right near the interstate as well as near University Parkway in the southbound direction on Davis. We are looking good on the 30-mile bridge and Garcon Point Bridge, but we do have slow-moving traffic on 98 throughout Navarre. This is going to be Navarre Causeway leaving the beach. Expect some delays as well as moving westbound from Windhaven Beach into Navarre. Expect some delays. And then 98 near the Garcon Point Bridge, expect some slowdowns getting closer to that intersection in the eastbound direction. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, just give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All righty, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. So Yeah, here's a text. Sam's a good dude. Yeah, I don't think he was being malicious at all, even at all. I think it was just one of those phrases that just unfortunately has kind of stuck around, and a lot of people don't realize that there was meant to be a negative connotation with it, and now it has just become a term. All right, coming up here next, I do want to talk about Air Force One. A little bit of drama surrounding Air Force One, the new plane. I'll tell you what's coming up next on News Radio 92.3. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Back when President Trump was the president, they were trying to build new Air Force One planes, and he recommended a new paint scheme where it was going to be red, white, and blue instead of that powder, you know, baby blue color that they are. Apparently, though, it was rejected because engineering said they were going to have to re-engineer stuff. It was going to cost money to come up with a new paint scheme, which is kind of weird to me, but okay. Well, today they just revealed what the new Air Force One paint scheme will be that will not cost more money. It's pretty good. Right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We've got your sports hit coming up here shortly, and we'll get your top three stories. First, I want to hit this story. I didn't have time to cover it. You know, we talk about rental prices in the greater Pensacola area and how high they are and how it seems like they're just continually going up. Baldwin County recently just passed a thing that allows them to start licensing, at least, Airbnbs and VRBOs and your vacation rentals. And the idea is that maybe the next step is regulating those and limiting the number of those in order to give allow for more long-term rental options, which should help try to bring rental prices down. Well, we're not the only areas that are struggling with this issue. It's happening around the country. I don't know a place around the country where prices are not falling. And that includes New York City, which, if you remember, during the pandemic, that was the place where people were leaving. They were leaving New York City. They were coming to Florida. They were going to other places. And after the pandemic started to slow down, people started moving back. And they didn't just move back. They're getting more people moving there than what was there before. And so, once again, lack of housing is available in New York City, and it continues to just skyrocket. The median rent has risen for the 18th consecutive month in New York City to be $4,095 a month. For the median rent, $4,095 a month. Are you kidding me? To give you an idea, in February 2021, so a year after the pandemic had started, rents were at $3,000 a month. So it's gone over $1,000. Oh, my goodness gracious, great balls of fire. That's crazy. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Top three stories here, and then we'll get to your sports hit. President Biden says the banking system is safe as government has stepped in to stop the financial crisis and has taken over two banks thus far. President Xi Jinping from China is expected to visit Russia next week. And severe storms are going to batter the east and the west coasts as California is facing the risk of flash flooding as well as snow. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA's on ESPN tonight, 6:30. Memphis Grizzlies take on the Dallas Mavericks, followed by the Phoenix Suns against the Golden State Warriors. NHL hockey is going to be on NHL Network at 6:30 with Colorado playing Montreal, and then a couple of games on ESPN Plus, but neither of the Florida teams are playing on there. And then in Major League Baseball preseason, Tampa Bay lost against the Detroit Tigers earlier today. Washington beat Houston, Minnesota beat the Yankees, Toronto beat Boston, and the Mets beat Miami. Right now, the Giants are beating the Padres by two runs. It's a tie game between Seattle and the Angels at two apiece, and the Dodgers are beating Cleveland 5-3. And let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives, and we'll come back with your sports news next.
We still have slow traffic on 98. This is due to an accident. Scene of the accident is 98 right off of Tiger Point Boulevard. Slowdowns are going to be in the eastbound direction, and it is backing up on 98. That's going to be backing up to about Oriole Beach Road, so just keep that in mind. Expect some slowdowns. 300-mile bridge, Garcon Point Bridge checking in clear. I-10, nothing to slow you down. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Typical afternoon delay on the bridge. See something else? Give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right. In your sports news, quite a few things going on in the NFL today. The Chiefs have signed Jawan Taylor from the Jaguars to replace Orlando Brown at left tackle. The Bears and linebacker Edmonds reportedly agreed to a record four-year deal. Jimmy Garoppolo's got a new team. He's going to be replacing David Carr over at What's the other Carr? Dadgummit, can't remember. Because you got David Carr and his brother I can't remember. But you know who I'm talking about. So he just went to the Saints. Now I'm just totally blank. All right, anyways, so Jimmy Garoppolo going to the Raiders on a three-year deal. I think that's going to be really good for the Raiders. Quarterback White of the Jets is leaving the Jets for a two-year deal with the Dolphins. Chargers running back Austin Eckler reportedly has requested permission to seek a trade. Yes, thank you very much, Derek Carr. Ugh, I don't know why David was stuck in my head. It's his brother who played for the Houston Texans. Running back Austin Eckler has reportedly requested a trade from the Chargers. Eagles center Jason Kelce will play another season in Philadelphia. Over in college basketball, Georgia Tech has named Damon Stoudemire as their new head coach, and Ole Miss has hired the former Texas coach, Beard. Remember, he was let go after a domestic dispute situation, and those charges were dropped, but he was already let go, so Ole Miss is going to pick him up. All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Saw this story last week. You know, one of the big stories is about constitutional carry here in Florida, trying to get passed, becoming, I think, the 20th state to have constitutional carry, something like that. And, constitutional carry means you don't need to go and sign a bill or get a license or a permit to carry a firearm. The Second Amendment gives you that right, is basically what they're trying to say. Well, one argument about concealed carry as well as constitutional carry is you just never know the situation where you might need a firearm. Introducing this story. A Florida man. Yeah, it's a Florida story right here, Tallahassee area. Apparently, a guy was taking his dog for a walk. He had a chocolate lab. And an 8-foot alligator jumped out of the water and attacked his dog. Lunged towards his dog. And so the man actually had a firearm on him. So he withdrew his firearm and fired four bullets into the 8-foot alligator's head, killing it. The dog just ended up sustaining minor injuries, and it will end up being okay. So, yeah, right there's a prime example of these situations where they talk about having a firearm. So, constitutional carry now being discussed. It's ready for the floor vote, but the last I checked, they still have not passed the floor vote. So, all right. I saw this other story. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. An audit recently released by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services gave Florida low marks for its stewardship of children in foster care system. The audit found that there was problems with Florida properly reporting missing foster care children in accordance with federal law. And some, they didn't report them at all if they were missing. The audit found that in total, there was 110,446 missing children from foster care during the audit period of July 1st, 2018 to December 31st, 2020. 6,619 were still missing at the end of the audit period. Florida had 13,000 children missing from foster care during that period of time, which is 2% of the total. It's the highest in the United States. Now, we did have a better record at locating the missing children, but apparently, on average, children spent an average of 10 days missing and went missing an average of 5 times. And the objective of the audit was to examine the policies and procedures of each state, not just Florida, and on how they report and locate missing children. And then, we got low marks because we didn't properly report the missing children. We actually do have really good marks as far as recovering the missing children, but the process of reporting is where we were falling behind. I didn't even know this was an issue. I didn't even realize it was that big of an issue. But places like California had 5% of those in the foster care system that disappeared from foster care, and they took an average of 41 days to locate the kids compared to our 10 days, just to give you an example. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. By the way, speaking of constitutional carry that we were just talking about before, we've got your legislative update at the beginning of next hour. Now, coming up here next, we've got a quick update from John Pickens over in the newsroom, and we've got to lighten up with a couple of lighter stories for you, so stick around for that. Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So apparently, Dole Whip, if you've been to Disney, you've had it before, and there's some places I've seen it in outside of Disney, but Dole Whip is going to start showing up in stores near you. So if you're one of those that really likes Dole Whip, then you'll be able to check it out. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Let's go over to John Pickens in the newsroom. John?
Yes, sir. A fight at the Town and Country Plaza ended with a stabbing last night. Escambia County Sheriff's Office says two groups of people were leaving on a bar on North Pace Boulevard when an argument broke out. Deputies say several people got out of their cars and started fighting. And during the incident, one person was stabbed. That person was taken to the hospital and into immediate surgery. There's no word on the current condition. The suspects fled the scene. So far, no arrests have been made. A big turnout for this year's Axles for Alzheimer's and the Kids Open Car Show. Hundreds of people came out to support the event Saturday. In the end, it raised $8,000 to benefit the Alzheimer's Association Walk and the Gulf Coast Kids House. Event organizers say they were trying to find ways to get support for Alzheimer's and the search for a cure. The Walk to End Alzheimer's is scheduled for October 1st. And finally, Bobby, let's see, where did it go? I lost it. Well, okay. Oh, there it is. A Northern California college is adding a new course on pop superstar Taylor Swift. It'll take a deep dive into her 2012 song, All Too Well. Stanford University says it's a chance to offer students an introduction on topics taught by alumni of the program. Schools in Texas and New York have also added classes focused on the Grammy-winning singer.
Ah, there you go.
Interesting.
I don't know. I don't know what to think about that. That's having classes on Taylor Swift. Okay. I just feel like our higher education systems could probably be teaching other things a little bit more important to
to
earn a living, to make money, and things like that. But okay. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect your typical afternoon slowdowns. We are still seeing delays on 98. This is going to be leaving the Gulf Breeze proper. If you're heading towards Tiger Point, we have an accident in Tiger Point that's causing some slowdowns. Scene of the accident is at Tiger Point Boulevard, and it is backing up almost to the Breeze Cinema. So just keep that in mind. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, and dependable.
All right. So I saw this report here. I know a lot of people are still trying to recover from daylight savings and everything like that. But this, a lot of people are going to be trying to get some good sleep over the next week or so. I saw this report. March is also National Sleep Awareness Month. I didn't realize that. And a new poll of couples shows that 40% of couples who live with their partner. So this is not like couples who are like, hey, we're dating, and you have your apartment, I got my apartment. 49% of couples who partners said they would either sleep in separate beds or would at least try to if it meant that they could get better sleep. And I've been seeing these kinds of studies coming out more and more and more where they're saying, if you want better sleep, you need to sleep by yourself, not with a partner. And a lot of people are trying this. And now 49% of couples who live with each other, so almost half, are like, we either already do this or we're going to, try it. So yeah, pretty bizarre right there. It's Pensacola. On News Radio 92.3. I saw this story just real quick, just kind of shocking out of Ohio. It's a little gruesome. A zebra, a guy owned a zebra. He owns a bunch of zebras on a farm. One of them went rogue and bit him. Didn't just bite him, it dismembered him. It removed his arm. And I'm like, what? Ohio deputies finally ended up having to, unfortunately, put it down. But that's... that's vicious. That's pretty vicious right there. All right, at Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
All right, today's sign of the apocalypse here is that two stories, actually. One of them is for the first time in nearly a century, in nearly 100 years, we've seen the collective IQ of humanity decline. Yeah, so for the first time in nearly a century, we've seen a dip in IQs across all ages, even amongst adults. All right, so take that along with this next story. A guy tried to smuggle marijuana into Jamaica. No, sorry, a girl, an American woman, 37-year-old. She was busted a couple weeks ago for trying to bring weed into Jamaica. When she was caught, she told the customs officers that she wanted to show her Jamaican friends that the United States had better weed. Yeah, what did I say about the collective IQ dropping? It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Come up here next. We've got your top three stories right after your WEAR news update, and we've got your legislative update as well. What happened in the Florida legislative session? I'll tell you next on News Radio 92.3.